My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Several things we wanted to get to from training camp. Some news and notes from out in Ashburn with the Commanders today as Dan Quinn met with the media, a little State of the Union ahead of second practice of camp. Play cut two. Why don't we start with what he saw from Jaden Daniels as training camp began?
Well, one I saw, I thought he had a really strong day, a lot of completion, good throws. When you get into the red zone, there's kind of two things that can happen. There's a first play and then a second play that can take place. And so seeing the guys get outside the pocket and move a little bit, I thought that was good. You know, all the quarterbacks were able to get outside and get going. So that was a byproduct of having the red zone come in. The communication happens faster. The throws happen faster. So I thought it was a good way to get started.
He's impressed. It seems like everybody was impressed with the first couple days of Daniels, who got some high marks for being super sharp, particularly in practice number one. That having been said, I'll tell you what he didn't see from Jaden Daniels. He didn't see him taking all of the first team reps.
No.
Because they're splitting reps, apparently. We didn't really hear that phrasing or that terminology from him when he talked 2 days ago, and he said, this isn't a secret. You guys know how this is ending. And I'm paraphrasing. But we gave him credit, and I'll just speak for myself. Mm-hmm. I supported and endorsed the way he handled it. It's not what I would have done, but it doesn't need to be. He's his own guy, and he knows more than I do. But what I liked was he didn't do the Rivera charade of pretending like there's going to be a competition. He did not say the word competition. He didn't talk about a competition. He didn't suggest Marcus Mariota might start. In fact, I took what he said to be the opposite of that when he basically said, it's not a secret what's happening. And I thought by not a secret, he meant the number two overall pick was the Heisman Trophy winner, is probably going to be the starter in week one. But Marcus Mariota got first team reps, and in fact, the first reps with the first team. And I'll say, not a big deal, doesn't mean anything. Daniels is obviously going to start. So hear me loud and clear on that. It's still just a waste of time. Please give the reps to Jaden Daniels. And if someone wants to suggest that I'm making a big deal about this, I promise I'm not. But there's a right way and a wrong way. The right way is, the guy's going to start. You've suggested. It's not a secret. Stop pretending. Just give him the reps. It's the same thing I would have said to Ron Rivera. I'll say the same thing to Dan Quinn. You've got to pick at number two, your quarterback, your future. He's going to be on the field in week one. There's less time on the practice field than there's ever been before. Use all the first team reps getting him up to speed.
So this is not the same, obviously. I'm not claiming it to be the same. I'm just trying to draw an analogy for the way it would influenced my thinking as to how I would handle it. Again, I'm not qualified to be the coach. He knows more than I do, usual caveats apply. But my college coach said, we're at our best. We'll be the best team we can be if you win the third base job. This is me at my freshman year, and you do X, Y, and Z. If you don't want to take that responsibility, if you want to screw around, if you want to not get, you want to go 90% and then, coast when nobody's watching, you want to screw around, get drunk on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever, come in hungover, you want to do different things, we won't be as good. I leave the responsibility to you. However you want to handle it, you handle it. But the best we can be is if you're doing these things. That really influenced my thinking. That's what I would do. I would say, Jaden, this whole thing works. It's on you. Sorry. I know there's a lot of pressure as it is, and you've handled everything really well. these metrics that I want you to get to quote unquote earn the starting job in this in a fake competition world or whatever this sort of illusion that we have to do is first, where we pay deference to a veteran, as good as we can be is you. Every time you slip up, that's a little bit worse for us. So this is your responsibility. Take it starting right now, this minute. And Marcus Mariota doesn't get any reps for me, as far as I'm concerned. He can watch from the sideline and clap.
Yeah, and also, like, there is this notion that it's important to veteran players that you make the young guy earn it or something. Number one, I'm not sure I really believe that, having spent a lot of time in locker rooms, which isn't to say that players don't occasionally care about things like that, but it is to say players are not stupid. They're just not. Players also, the game recognizes game. They are at practice. They know who's better than the other one. If Jaden Daniels isn't head and shoulders more impressive than Marcus Mariota, okay, there's a different conversation to be had. I don't think that's the case based on the initial reports out of camp. In fact, we had somebody on the show yesterday that said as much. I think the point was, like, it's pretty obvious who the best quarterback on the field was, and it's the guy they just drafted at the top of the board. But the idea that veteran players care, like, well, they're really going to respect Dan Quinn because he gave Marcus Mariota a few snaps at the
beginning. A pretend pat on the head thing? Yeah.
I don't think they do. I don't think they would care about that. What do you guys make of Mariota getting some first-team reps? 800-636-1067. We're acknowledging, and I'll just say, speak it right now for myself, it's going to be irrelevant 2-3 weeks from now, and Daniels is going to start in week one, and no one is suggesting otherwise. I just think it's a waste of time, and I'm glad that Dan Quinn didn't use the word competition and do the Ron Rivera bit, but at least in terms of the actions, what's really the difference if you're going to be splitting reps? And unlike last year when Howell's a fifth-round pick, this is the number 2 overall pick. This mm-hmm. is not the same situation. We all know the
score. We all know why we're here.
He's going to be the quarterback.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.